Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg and St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is the Epiphany of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 6th of January, 2013. We hear about the Magi from the East bringing their gifts to Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the East arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. And we recognize that as the three kings coming to see Jesus. And certainly we have some mention of people coming to see Jesus in the gospel. But that there were three is not exactly stated. And that they were kings is also not exactly stated. Why do we have this tradition then? Because we have a traditional household blessing that in fact invokes their name of the three kings from three different countries as a blessing for Epiphany at your home. Let's talk about this a little bit. There were people in the East, we probably consider them wise men or sages, that were searching for truth. They looked to the heavens, they looked to the writings of other cultures, they desired to know as much as could be known. So think of like the Greek philosophers wrestling with big ideas. These were also scientists. Maybe they even did magic, it would appear, because of their ability to manipulate science. And so, off they go. They see this great sign in the skies. We don't know if it was a conjunction of planets or a supernova. I like to think of supernova. Could you imagine God going, "All right, if Mary says yes, and then 9 months, okay, and I need the supernova to appear so many light years in the past to then appear to them at the exact right time." Our God is amazing. Right? And so this light appears in the heavens that announces their great birth. This isn't the first light to appear in the heavens. There's rumor that Pharaoh was terrified when he saw a light in the heavens when Moses was born. And so we go, I don't know if Pharaoh passed that on to Caspar. Let's get there all in. Malchor and Balthazar. All right, Caspar. Now they're from three different countries. They're from India. Caspar's from India. Malchor is from Persia. And Balthazar is from Arabia. If I could help you find those on the map, we'll need to get our map out and see just how long they started walking before, right? Before they arrived in Jerusalem. It's definitely not the day after Jesus was born. And they wouldn't have come, just three of them, right, in their electric vehicle. They would have come with dromedaries, like we see in Isaiah's reading, right? Large caravans of camels to cross the desert. And so you don't come in one or two, because then robbers could pick you off. You come with a formidable force. And so no wonder all of Jerusalem was a little worried when these interesting, princely, kingly people show up from all these different places coming to the capital city to worship the newborn king. And everyone's like, Herod just killed off his three sons. I'm not sure what's going on around here. Right, Herod, in fact, did kill his own children so they wouldn't take the kingdom from him. And so the fact that he sends his troops down to kill the holy innocents around Bethlehem after he realizes that the Magi are not returning is not out of realm of imagination. So they come. And why do they come? Well, they're searchers for truth. And who is the way, the truth, and the life? But Jesus. I think the best part of this story is that they found what they were looking for. But we forget that. How many of you have been on a journey or a treasure hunt and not found what you were looking for? It happens to me all the time between Petersburg and Wrangell. I'm like, where is that? Whether it's a coat or a pair of shoes or a tool. And I'm tearing through the garage in one or the other place and it's clearly not here. So it must be the other place. And I get here, it's still not here. Now I don't know where it's lost to. And then you show up in the other place and it's like sitting in the middle of the living room, laughing at you. I think the gremlins are hiding my tools. But we often don't find what we're looking for. Amen? Right? But these guys, these wise men from the East, after a long journey, were so close. They were so close, and they come to Herod. And Herod asks, he wasn't concerned himself, but he asks the scribes and other knowledgeable people, and they knew exactly where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, land of Judah. Who would have said, I want to live in Bethlehem all the time, just so I could be near where Jesus is being born? Nobody. You all want to live in Petersburg. Right? If you knew something amazing from God was going to happen right here in Bethlehem, don't you think you would want to live there? It's certainly the largest population of Palestinian Christians are in Bethlehem and in Jerusalem, because that's where our faith comes alive when you stand on the stones that Jesus walked on. It's amazing. And so they knew where the Messiah was to be born, but they didn't bother even going down to see if these crazy people from the East might be onto something. And so then you can see Isaiah's prophecy is kind of, it's working out, right? These dromedaries of camels and caravans with all of this richness are coming into Jerusalem. And Jerusalem did nothing to, you know, welcome them, right? And so they leave, and they go off to find the real king, Jesus Christ. And they do find him. They find him in a house, thankfully, after some months. Mary's not still in the stable, right? They find him in a house, and they pay him homage, and they're changed. They're changed so much that they see through Herod's lies. Right? He didn't want to worship the newborn king. He wanted to snuff out any competition, as he had done in every other way. Herod had purchased his kingdom from the Romans. Right? Just as Jesus talks about in the Gospels, where the ruler goes off and purchases a kingdom and comes back and vanquishes his foes, so did Herod. So it was a real-life situation that Jesus was speaking of. And here they are, finding what they've been searching for, and all they're left, their whole response is adoration. Right? They prostrate themselves, like lay down on the ground in front of Jesus. And Mary must have been going, it's starting already. This is so strange. The shepherds, the angels in the sky, great astrologers, mystics from the east, from all these different countries coming to worship the Lord of creation. Right? They wanted to be in on what we have. We have closeness to Christ. We have tremendous closeness to Christ through our baptism, through the reception of the sacraments. Right? Jesus left himself behind in the Eucharist and in the Word of God proclaimed that we might always find what we're looking for. But there are certainly locations that are better, right? Your odds of finding things are better in some places than others. You know the story of the young man walking down the street and seeing an old man out looking around in the grass. He's down on his hands and knees and he's searching and searching. And he says, can I help you find something? He says, sure, I lost my keys. And so he gets down on the grass and he's helping him look for his keys. And after like 15 or 20 minutes, he says, well, do you remember where you lost them? Well, I think it was inside my house. And he's like, well, what are we doing out here in the grass? Well, the light's better out here. Right? We often look in the wrong places. If you're searching for Jesus, you will find him in the Catholic Church, at the celebration of Mass, in the Word of God, in the celebration of the sacraments. Anywhere else you look, the odds are not so good. I'm not saying that Jesus isn't everywhere, but there are places where he is certainly concentrated and it's closer or more easy. You'll be successful, if you will, in your search. And we want you to be successful. Caspar, Balthazar, Malchor, they were all successful after a long journey, and they left. They left by a different way. And I would suggest not only like a different route on the earth, right? They took the southern road instead of going back through Jerusalem, but they also left changed, having recognized that God had come down. God, the creator of the universe, had been born as a little child, and this little child would change everything. Let Jesus change your hearts.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.